Wasatch County declared public access to Bonanza Ridge Road, Jeep Hill, Big Sky Drive, and Culvert Meadow, all unplatted roads running through Bonanza Flat. Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis says they have a responsibility to ensure all the property owners have year-round access.
We do have jurisdiction over the area and feel that what roads are there, and the problem has been that we haven't been able to have those discussions. And so I think the impetus from the council, and I'm just speaking from my interpretation of that, is that they really need to be at the table to have this discussion before the conservation easement is put in place. It's been made very clear by Park City that they felt that what was being done there were uses and not access. And so uses could imply that they had no rights at all of access through those areas, which we haven't determined yet and we haven't had the discussions on yet.
Brighton Estates has platted roads which were established 50 years ago. Utah code allows for roads that have had continuous use for 10 years to be accessible to the public regardless of whether they've been legally platted. Davis says the county is not looking for a lawsuit over access.
You know, I can't speak to the nature of how the roads started. They've been there longer than I've been here. The subdivision's been there over 50 years, and there's roads all, you know, we have these types of situations all over the county. We've had this situation before, and so we're just conforming with what those statutes are. We're looking at them. We're certainly not trying to make public roads everywhere. That's not the case, but we need the discussion. Are they emergency accesses? Are they no accesses? Are they winter accesses? What type of accesses are these roads? Nobody's been willing to have the discussion yet, so the county council had to take some action.
The area where the Guardsman Road intersects with Pine Canyon Road, commonly referred to as the Y intersection, is used for parking during the winter months. It's located in the Bonanza Flat open space. Davis says the 100-foot easement was granted to Wasatch County decades ago.
Well, the 100-foot easement acquired in 1959, I don't know that they had any anticipation of a parking lot. Easements were generally given, they could vary anywhere from 66 feet to 150 feet, depending on the use. Easements are used for a lot of reasons, mostly for utility use and access. We would never have any anticipation of a road that would be anywhere near something like that. But in many cases, particularly in mountain areas, those easements are required because of the slopes adjacent to the roads. And so those 100-foot easements are often in place to help the safety integrity of the road, even though the road may only be 30 feet wide.
Davis says the county allows property owners to use the right-of-way to park, and he has only recently heard of complaints of spillover onto private property.
We do have an agreement in place that's been in place for many years with the Brighton Estates residents that they can park on the easement. They may not park on the private property to which the easements are adjacent. You know, we've never been called up there on that issue. I understand that during this last winter there were some pictures taken, things done, but we have never been notified by the property owner prior to right now that this was even happening.
Wasatch County doesn't plow the Pine Canyon Road, and UDOT has jurisdiction over the Guard Road, which is SR 224, inside the Park City limits. They granted the property owners access through Park City years ago, and he says UDOT plows to the county line and down to the Y intersection. Davis says the Park City attorney has contacted the Wasatch County attorney. He does not know details of their conversations. Assistant City Manager Matt Dias says the city is not able to comment at this time. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.